It's me again, Hank the Cowdog. I keep getting into trouble around here. I don't know what's wrong. I try to run this ranch the way it ought to be run, but I don't get much cooperation. Take the boss as an example. He's not what you'd call fond of dogs. First thing in the morning, he'll come walking down to the corral. Most of the time, I'm already down there checking things out. I'm in charge of ranch security, don't you see? And that's such an important job, I like to get out early and make my morning rounds. So into the corral walks the boss with a scowl on his face. I go up to him, wagging my tail and grinning and trying to be about half friendly. What does he do? He gives me this greeting. Go on, dog, get out of here. Every day it's the same. I don't have to do anything wrong. He just looks at me and those words come to his lips. I don't understand it. Well, all right, maybe I do just a little bit. I've made a few mistakes, but they were honest mistakes. Nothing he should hold a grudge about. I guess my troubles with the boss go back to that day last summer. I got myself locked in the saddle shed. Drover, my running buddy, had told me that there was a mouse in there, and as head of ranch security, I figured it was my duty to go in and check it out. Pete the cat is supposed to be in charge of mice, but you can't count on a darn cat for anything. So I was in there, sniffing in a corner, and the next thing I knew, the cowboys turned out the light and locked the door. That was a bad deal, me locked up and night coming on and no one out there to guard the ranch. I knew Drover couldn't handle it by himself. He's pretty tough as long as I'm out front doing the fighting and dirty work. When I'm not around, he goes up and hides in the machine shed. He won't even bark at the mailman in broad daylight unless I'm there. Well, I got in a big sweat worrying about it. What if robbers came in the night? What if the steers came up around the house and started rubbing on Sally Mae's evergreen trees? Suppose the coons pulled a sneak attack, or the coyotes came up around the house and woke up High Loper. When Loper misses his sleep, he's not fit to live with.